You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists, the true underground.
The king, baby. Are we ready? Are we on?
We're on.
Are we on?
Yeah. Recording?
How much dead air did we have like, there just now?
Like 4 seconds.
Okay.
I just hit record and I was like, fuck, what am I going to say? And then you were like, are we ready?
So. Are we going or not?
Brendan, you missed a good show.
Did I?
That happened a few weeks ago at this point when this episode airs. The Dying Fetus show.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was good.
Brendan didn't go?
No.
We should go by yourself?
No, I met Mike and Tim there.
Oh, okay.
We went to eat at, fuck.
Hardee's.
No. It was some burger place down there in the Grove. It was good.
They have hot dogs, too?
Yeah.
Frankfurters.
Yep. All you can eat? No, it was a good burger place, and we went right next door to the Ready Room. There's a bar there, but it's kind of like a craft beer cellar, global brew type place. Mm-hmm. All these refrigerators, right. All these coolers with all this beer, and you buy it per bottle. They have to open it for you. But
why do they have to open it for you? So you can give them a fucking dollar?
Probably.
That's bullshit.
It was more expensive to drink there than take it with you.
Yeah.
But so we were sitting there drinking, and then show started. And the first couple of bands we really didn't want to see, so we waited until X amount of time because we wanted to see Rivers of Nile, then it was Diarrhea's Murder, and then Dying Fetus headlining. And we missed all of River of Nile's set. We walked in as they were finishing. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. But.
Where are you fags on this?
Drinking beer. Fucking ridiculous.
Oh, what are we here for?
I think we should go over there. But here was the thing. So we had seen them recently. Well, a couple of years ago, I guess. But they have a new album out, Rivers of Nile.
Oh.
So
you instantly got a boner.
No, I did when I heard they were coming out with a new album. And then my boner went away when they started talking about that they had saxophone integrated in. And I was really hoping it was only going to be one song because me personally, I hate the fucking saxophone. I don't like it. I mean, if it's in a whole choir, orchestra, don't care. By itself, I'm just like, ugh, I just don't like the sound.
You don't like Kenny G, smooth sound?
He's not. He doesn't play a fucking saxophone.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't. Kenny G?
What does he play then?
It's something, it's like long.
It's not a trombone.
No, but it looks like a flute.
It's a saxophone, dude.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, not Kenny G. Brendan, look that shit up right now.
I'm looking it up right now.
Kenny G does not play a saxophone.
You're confused because it's straight.
Do they make it a different way?
That's a soprano saxophone,
Kenny
you bitch.
Kenny G, American saxophonist.
Ah!
The soprano saxophone is straight.
Okay.
And then the alto and tenor is what you think of, like, the curves.
The curve. Yeah. I didn't know there was two different styles. That's how much I hate the instrument.
Of course. Every instrument has, well, not every instrument, but a lot of instruments have different woodwinds.
Right.
Have different, you know, like a clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
But all clarinets kind of look the same, just different sizes, aren't they?
Well, they call them their things. You know, then you have like an oboe, which is a different size, but basically a clarinet.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, you have like the bassoon.
So what's the difference? Is it a different sound, too?
Yeah. It's like if you're in a choir, you sing soprano, alto, tenor, or bass. So there's each of those things represent that.
Plays a different octave. Different set of octaves.
So the soprano saxophone is like...
Okay, so I hate the saxophone.
No matter what.
No.
So you love Kenny G.
No, yeah, yes. Kenny G is okay. No, I don't know anything about him. I just know who he is. The saxophone that's got the curve, like I'm a fucking jazz player.
Yeah.
I don't like that saxophone.
Bill Clinton saxophone.
Yes. Because to be honest with you...
The most famous saxophone player, yeah, Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
Isn't that what he's famous for?
Yeah.
That's it.
That and blowjobs.
And there's something about cigars also.
Oh, yeah. Gotta smoke those cigars.
Anyway.
So when I heard that they were doing this, the Faceless did it years prior, And they only did it on one song, if I remember correctly, on the album. And it was, to me, it was terrible.
Yeah.
It's just like, it just doesn't mix
right
with metal. My opinion. I don't know. Some people might think it's cool and they like it, but.
So was that on every single song? Or just most of them?
It was on a few. It wasn't.
Didn't even make it all the way through. You're just like.
Fuck. No, I can't, man. I can't. I tried. Because I even pre-ordered the album.
Yeah.
Did a pre-order because they had a cool one of the shirts that came with the pre-order bundle. It was really cool. So I was like, well, fuck it. I'm going to get that shirt. You know, I got it.
You now, love you some shirts.
Oh, yeah. So I fucking listened to the, you know, I put it in the computer, put it on the phone, listened to it on the way to work, and I just can't do it. And it's so disappointing for me because our first two albums, I love them. Great albums.
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
Where do you think this, what do you think happened? They're just like, yeah, our guitarist hurt his hand. He can't solo anymore or do anything real heavy.
So no, because at the show.
But we got the saxophone guy.
So here's the thing. When we were going to go.
One of the guy's nephews plays saxophone.
There's like, no, it's here's the deal.
Marching band.
So we wanted to see him live. Because I was like, I want to see how the fuck they're going to do this new stuff then, live.
Right.
You're not going to tour with a fucking saxophone player to come out and play two or three songs. What? You ain't going to pay. You ain't be able to pay that guy.
That's St. Louis. They could just pick one up in any corner.
So we walked in as they were finishing up their last song, which the song they were playing is my favorite song by them. So I was pissed about that. I was like, fuck. So as soon as we walked in, the song ended. They're getting off the stage. And I looked at Mike and Tim like, we fucking missed it. Like, yeah, whatever. Right then, a guy I know, Troy, come walking up. He's like, what's up, guys? Like, hey, what's going on? And I was like, we just walked in and missed Rivers of Nile, which I don't think he was familiar with them.
Right.
And I was like, dude, do they have a saxophone player up there? And he looked at me like I was a fucking idiot. He's like, he looked at me and he's like, no.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, no. I was like, oh, I was like, well, I said, and I explained to him how on the new album they have a saxophone, you know, they added saxophone into it. And he's like, no. He's like, there wasn't any samples or anything. So I'm guessing.
So the guitarist just did this.
Did this part. Well, why the fuck didn't you record that way?
Which, when I listened to it, I just thought to myself, this should just be a guitar solo.
Right. So you ruined the album for me, a big fan, by putting the fucking saxophone.
Probably a lot of people.
Well, I can't listen to the album now. Yeah. And they're the ones doing that 4-album cycle of each album's a concept album, and it's the seasons.
So what season was the saxophone?
Fall.
Obviously.
So. Spring was their first album. Summer was their second. This is fall. The next one will be winter. And then after that, I don't know what they're going to do. Which I thought
winter,
was
winter. They're going to have harmonica.
I thought that was such a cool concept that they were doing that.
Oh.
You know, and all the songs are based. If you listen to the lyrics, like in Monarchy, the summer one, he sings about the sun a lot. You notice that in the references of the songs.
Right.
I thought it was really cool. Then you get to this, and it's just like, man, come on. I was looking so forward to this.
When you think such of autumn, you think of saxophone.
I don't.
They do.
So we're going to let's play it. I'm going to play. This was the first thing. I'm not going to play the whole song. I'm just going to play some of it leading up to the saxophone part for people that don't know the band. Because I would love to get people's feedback on what they think. I just don't think it fits. Like, it just doesn't belong in metal. That's me. But I'm going to play it here. Hold on, let me open my goddamn phone up. And then it's going to play a little bit of before and then go into it. But just so people can hear. So we're going to get into the... It's going to work its way gradually on...
Good song so far.
Well, that's the problem. It was a decent song up until this part. If it would have stayed like this, barely in the background,
yeah.
I could have lived with that.
Yeah.
I could have been like, not bad. It was like, it's in the background. I could live with this. But here, it's just... You know what I mean? I'm just like, oh, no. No.
This doesn't do it for you?
No. I mean, what do you think, Brennan?
I don't see why it couldn't be guitar.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, and obviously it is guitar because when they play live,
they just do something with the guitar.
Now, I've seen stuff on Instagram where they had a saxophone player out there with them, but I'm assuming it's the guy that recorded with them, and they're probably in the area back home. But, and of course, the version, so I got the Digipack. So it came with demos added in.
My bonus tracks.
And bonus tracks. All that bullshit. So they had two demos of this version, and I don't know why they didn't use these, because it has a saxophone in it, but it's more mild. It's not as standout, and it's like, I guess they felt after these they had to push it more.
Yeah.
Here, I'll play it. It's going to pretty much start at the same spot. Because it's all the same up until it like kicks in.
Right.
Well, at least on the album version. But they should have just left it like this, and I could have lived with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You hear...
I kind of like this better.
This is better.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
I've heard this before.
No. This is original. No, this is original. It's one of their demos of the songs. But here's a... You know, there's another demo, though. They had two demos of it on here. Let me play that one real quick. To me, I think this is my personal favorite of the demos. It just... Ooh, it just gets you. See what I mean? This is heavy. You know what I mean?
I just feel like I've heard this before.
No. This is pure original stuff here. It's pure original. I don't know why you would not leave this.
I don't know. Because this song, if they had done this, it'd probably... But it became a classic.
Yeah, I think it would have been an instant classic, for sure.
You probably heard it on the radio all the time.
All the time. I think, it definitely would have been the first like progressive death metal band to be on the radio. They'd probably play it like on the arch around here.
So are you going to still buy the last
album? Oh, yeah, I'll get it.
You're stuck.
Dude, I'm committed now. I got to get all four cycles. I'll get it. But I mean, that's gonna be 2 years away.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they learn their lesson, and they're like, "Nah, we're not gonna do that again." They're gonna be like, "Just get the trombone out."
they got a rusty trombone in the closet.
And see, I'm not against all like horned instruments. I'm not against all that because there's a band I listen to called Summoning, and they're, I guess, atmospheric black metal. They use trumpets. I'm guessing they're trumpets. They sound like, it could be a trombone. I don't know.
There's a million different instruments you don't even know about, Steve.
I know. But my daughter plays a trumpet, and it has that same sound. And it fits. And it's not the entire time, but it fits. Or like a...
If you want it as like a little bit of a backup sort of a thing, you know, I get that. But they just start... They don't just sit there and do trumpet solos.
Yeah.
Like
no.
Louis Armstrong shit.
No, because it's almost kind of...
See, that's what gets me.
Yeah, they're not doing fucking solos with it.
They said the saxophone, if they just would have done that little background kind of noise...
I'd have been perfectly fine with it.
Been, okay, whatever. They just wanted to add a little something to it.
Right.
But yeah, just to do like
that's kind of like what Summoning does. And who is that? Behemoth. On their last album, The Satanist, the first song on there is... The Blow Your Trumpet Gabriel is the name of it. And towards the end of the song, a trumpet comes in because of the song, Blow Your Trumpet.
Sure.
So, but it fits. That goes along with...
Makes sense.
And it fits the music. It's not some jazzy thing going over death metal. It just doesn't mix, man. Sorry. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe everybody else in the world fucking loves this album. Loves it.
It's gonna be
and
huge.
I'm the only asshole that didn't.
You are. You are.
But you are. It was very it was just disappointing.
Oh, well. Do you want to play some bands without woodwinds or brass instruments?
Yeah, this first band we're going to play does not use saxophones.
Or anything that you blow through.
Correct.
All right, this is Bloody Brotherhood, and the name of the song is The Awakening.
That was The Awakening by Bloody Brotherhood. They are out of Spain, and you can find them at bloodybrotherhood.bandcamp.com.
Excellent, excellent All band. Right. They're awesome.
So, I'm not going to butcher this next... is that the name of the band? Can you say that?
Entropy Coding?
Entropy Coding? What the fuck is that? Do you know what that is? Is that a thing? Sounds like a computer type thing.
I would imagine it is, but I don't know.
Brendan, can you look that up? We're stupid Midwestern retards. We know nothing.
I have no idea.
Find it.
I probably should have done that, but it worked. Did I'm unplugging shit from the board where we're recording. Good that could have been bad, but I did it. It worked, so fuck it.
Entropy is a thermodynamic quantity representing the unavailability of a system's thermal energy for conversion into mechanical work, often interpreted as a degree of disorder or randomness in the system.
So obviously these people are way smarter than we are. Ever be.
I can't even think right now.
I don't even know what 90% of those are. I heard
you know what just happened to me? You know what just happened when he was talking to me? What? I started seeing in the matrix coding. Brendan started turning to those green numbers. So what you're telling me has something to do with the matrix?
Yep.
Okay. That's all you had to say. You had to read all that shit. It's something to do with the matrix, bro. Like, oh, okay. I don't understand it, so.
Oh, well. Now we know. Now we know.
Now we know. These guys are intelligent. We are not.
All right, this is Entropy Coding, and the name of the song is Neon in the Dark.
Of night, you need.
That was Neon in the Dark by Entropy Coding. They are from Rome, Italy, and you can find them at facebook.com/entropycodingofficial.
So, back to that show.
Yes.
Excuse me. The band Thy Art Is Murder did refer to us U.S. people as cunts.
Really?
Yes.
Just like that other band.
Just like Hayes did.
Said we were cunts. Yeah,
we said we were cunts.
I think they called you a greasy cunt.
Yes, it was a greasy cunt.
Yeah.
But it is official that the rest of the world just thinks of us as cunts. I'm fine with that. Yeah. I just think it's hilarious. The whole world has a universal term for Americans.
Right.
And it's cunts. Which is funny because I think in other parts of the world, cunt isn't that bad of a word.
Yeah, I feel like in Europe, cunt isn't a big deal.
No.
Like calling someone an asshole.
Yeah, you say that here, especially in front of a woman.
They freak the fuck out.
Oh, God.
Oh, I don't like that word. I'm like, what?
Shut up. Never use that word.
Shut up, cunt.
Yeah.
No, but the rest of the world uses it just like you're using damn or shit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's not even as bad as fuck.
What a cunt.
Yeah.
You know, it's just funny, though. But we are cunts. I've accepted that in my heart.
You're like kind of proud about it.
I think I am. I think I like that. You know why I like it? Because we don't use it that much here.
Yeah.
Because right. It's such a bad word.
Maybe that's why the government told us somehow.
Like, maybe,
this is a
know.
Bad word. Don't use this word because they know the rest of the world calls us that. Yeah. We're just not figuring this out.
Yeah.
They've been calling us that for centuries.
Oh, yes. We're just figuring this out here in the Midwest. Maybe people on the coast.
Like, we're a little slow.
We're slow here. Yeah, it takes a while for news to get inland.
Right.
The East Coast and West Coast, they're like, they're listening now going, we've always known we were cunts.
Yeah.
Well, it takes a while to get to the Midwest. The Farm Belt is particularly slow.
Yeah, did you hear Trump's our new president?
When did this happen?
Oh, about 2 years ago, I think.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of people mad about that.
I don't know. Probably.
I don't know.
Probably find out in a couple of years.
Right. We'll find out when it's
probably,
over.
They're probably cool with it by now. They knew.
They knew. Well, they all voted him in, right?
Yeah. We didn't vote, so somebody's voting out there.
I'm in Illinois, so Illinois votes Democrat. It doesn't matter what the fuck I vote.
I think it's funny in your state, Chicago basically chooses everything for the entire state.
Yep. It does. Chicago. We're down here by St. Louis, so I might as well be.
Yeah, you're what? 5 hours away?
Roughly, yeah.
And no matter what happens politically or whatever happens in your state, it's decided by Chicago.
Yep. Us people down here in the South, they don't give a fuck about. Everybody down here pretty much votes Republican.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, because the state votes, their vote goes Democrat. So right. It's like, your votes matter. No, they don't.
Yeah, because 90% really of the population
is up
lives
there.
In Chicago.
Right. My vote doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
So why waste my time?
Yeah.
You know what I voted for the first time? I think it was...
That bitch, Hillary.
No, it was before the presidency was in. It was that same year. They wanted to... Fuck, what do you call that? Where the town sells the water?
I have no fucking clue.
You know what I'm talking about, Brendan?
I don't know a term for it.
Yeah, they like sell...
Entropy.
Entropy
coding?
No.
Sorry. It's something else.
They sell the water, like O'Fallon would sell their water to Caseyville.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know all that.
I get it. I understand what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they make it sound like it's a fucking sweet deal for us. And it's not. And I actually went and voted it, helped vote it down.
Yeah.
First time I ever voted my whole life. So how long has Trump been president? Has it been 2 years or going on 2 years?
Yeah.
Almost.
So 37, I guess I was 36 was the first time I ever voted for anything. It had nothing to do with the presidency or anything. It had to do with my town. I'm like, no, you ain't taking my water. I already pay enough for the bullshit in this town. Didn't go through. It fucking got shot down.
Well.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. That's enough politics for the rest of the year.
Can I mention one more thing about politics when we're on the subject?
No, because you're stupid Midwestern. You know.
No, this isn't federal politics or nothing bullshit. It's state. Little city bullshit.
You just want to.
So years ago,
legalized marijuana.
Yes.
Is that all you
want? Years ago, my alley back here. That's where our main sewage line runs.
Right.
City, and I didn't even know about this. I got home or. Our neighbor was like, are you going to the town hall meeting tonight? about the whole sewage line back here? I'm like, I don't know about it. Well, you ought to go. So me and the old lady went out to eat, and I'm like, maybe I should go. See what the fuck's going on. Says it's going to happen really right. Yeah, I went and sat in on it.
So what was the whole spiel?
So they're going to tear up our alley.
Yeah.
And replace the whole main line.
Sure.
And
you said fuck no.
It's like, no, I like when my shit gets stuck.
I want it stuck under my lawn.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, they're paying for that. What do I care?
Well, they're not paying for it.
They're paying for all that.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, well, okay, so I can't use my alley for a couple months while they're doing it.
Right.
What do I care? Oh, but you're going to have to get new laterals running to it.
Oh, they want you to pay for it?
And you're paying for it. Unless you have plastic lines already.
Already, yeah.
If you don't, you're fucking paying for it. I'm like, whoa, I can't afford that.
Do you know how much it costs to run our lateral line
through your
backyard? I'd say $6,000 to $8,000 probably.
You think?
Yeah.
You think it'd be that much?
For that long, yeah.
Because of how long my backyard is?
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, whoa, I can't fucking afford that. You're out of your goddamn mind. So I'm glad I'm there. And I'm like, what the fuck? People are all like raising their hands. And the guy who's up there doing the talking is smug as a motherfucker. He's like, we're going to tear it all up. We're going to put new line down. You're paying for the lateral. And I'm just like, no. Someone raised their hand, like, where am I supposed to park at?
That's all they care about.
Yeah.
He's never like, mind that $6,000.
Yeah.
Where do I park?
Where the fuck am I going to park at? Park on the street, asshole. Someone else. Well, my trash is out back. That's where the garbage would pick it up. Where the fuck am I going to do with my trash? You'll pull it out front of your house, sir. They're going to come around the front now instead of going through the alley. And I'm the only one going, how about the $6,000 I'm about to pay? Like, sir, you shut the fuck up. Everybody else in this crowd's like, shut up, quit crying.
Didn't even think about that.
Yeah, they're like, shh, sit down. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And then the guy even said, he's like, well, we were going to just raise everybody's bill in the town.
Which they're going to do anyways.
Correct.
Anyways, no matter what.
We were going to raise the bill up by like $3 or $4 through the whole city of O'Fallon to pay for the laterals, but we're like, nah. And I'm like, I'm okay with that. Come the one guy that's like, I'm fine with that. I'll pay you $5 extra a month. I don't care. So I get up. The meeting's over with. You can walk up there and they got the blueprints of your house. Right. He said if you already have plastic lines, you don't got to do shit.
Right.
And I walk up there. Because I went up there to talk to them. They mentioned a little bit about financing. Mm-hmm. So I was going up there, and I talked to this lady. I'm like, well, how does the financing work? You know, blah, blah, blah. And she pulls my blueprint. Well, where's your house? What's your address? Pulls my blueprints out. And she's looking at it. And I'm looking at it, too. And I'm looking at that concrete pad I park on back there. Mm. And it says on the thing, because they went around and, like, looked at everybody's shit. It says, concrete, blacktop, concrete. Mm-hmm. And I obviously know it's like, or no, it was blacktop, concrete, blacktop. The center is concrete. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, even though I see it every day, you don't see
right,
it.
You don't think about
and
it.
And I'm like, what's that about? Why is that three different, you know, why is that concrete, why isn't it just all blacktop? And it's right where the line goes. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, it looks like it got dug up before. She's like, well, what's your cap look like, your clean out cap? Like, I'm pretty sure it's plastic. Because what is it? What's the old school shit that they use?
Clay. Pipes, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know what the clean out looks like on those. I guess they're clay too or something, or metal maybe.
It could be.
They're not plastic.
Yeah.
I know that. Because she goes,
is it clay? I don't know.
She goes, well, she's like, oh, the cap's plastic? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, you got plastic lines. You don't worry about it. I'm like, well, I never fucking changed anything in this house. I mean,
Unless someone just redid the cap.
Well, that's.
You never know what stupid people do.
Well, I don't think you can do that. I think you have to redo the whole thing.
I understand what you're supposed to do.
Right.
What people are supposed to do and what they actually do.
Because this was her grandma's house. And they bought it in the 50s.
Right.
So I get home. I'm looking at that concrete in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm walking up. And I know, you know, that my sidewalk that leads from there all the way up to the front door.
Yeah.
So the cap is on the left side if you're walking up to the back door. Right when you get up to where the cap is, that piece of the sidewalk had been replaced, like it was gone, tore up and relayed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hold on, I'm like, holy shit, I'm like, somebody ran lines here. So I got a hold of her mom and was like, did anybody ever run new lines here? So she got a hold of her brother and he was like, yeah, we redid the whole lines back there years and years and years and years ago. Yeah. And I was like, what did you use? He's like, I don't know, it was green. So it was plastic. I'm like, yes, so I got out of it. I didn't have to pay a fucking thing. I was like, oh, I got so lucky. Yeah. Done.
So now you're bitching about where you're going to park and
how. Yeah, so I went back. I was like, where am I going to park? But that's why that alley was a shit. It was a turd before. It's nice now. It's like because nice. Of the new room.
Well, compared, I would say it's nice.
Dude, that's nice compared to what it was.
Was it like gravel and shit?
Yeah, it was all fucking junk. Out. All right, yeah. People don't care about our stories. Let's just play some.
That was a crap story.
Get it? Because we're talking about sewage.
Poop jokes. Anyway, the next band is called Subtastics, and the name of the song is 8-Bitter. That was 8-Bitter by Subtastics. They're from Baltimore, Maryland, and you can find them at subtastics.bandcamp.com.
Check them out. Get it.
Next band we're going to play actually has a new EP coming out on May 25th of this year. It's called Vulnerable, and the name of this song is... Nope. The name of this band is Chronic Twilight, and the name of the song is Misfortune of Me.
We'll be right back.
That was Misfortune of Me by the band Chronic Twilight. They are out of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can find them at chronictwilight.bandcamp.com.
Pick that stuff up.
And
we're about to play a song from a band we haven't played in a while. You know why?
Why is that?
Because I fucking feel like it. That's why.
Oh, I see. This band is Railhazer, and the song is The Mountain. That was The Mountain by Railhazer. They are out of St. Louis, Missouri. And you can find them at railhazer.bandcamp.com.
Yes, they have CDs. They have...
Wow.
Yes, that is all. No, they have CDs. It's still said on their Bandcamp page that they had some LPs left.
Yeah, it looks like they still got vinyl.
Yeah, so I got one at their show. I suggest you get one, too, before it goes. Is it, what is it, 100 copies? Something? Is that what it said on there? Numbered copies? I mean, don't be stupid. Pick that shit up.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
It'll be worth a lot of money someday.
Goddamn. Yep. I'm pissed I didn't have him sign it. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You'll want to get that. Now I am mad at myself I hadn't had him. Didn't have them sign it.
Carry around your car till you see
them. Oh, we will see them again. I want to have them all come over for the when we get the studio up.
Mm-hmm. Come over for some coffee and
just have a nice chit chat. Have a nice chit chat.
Chit chat. Play bridge.
Oh, good thinking, Brendan. I knew I had you over here for some reason.
Because he's a party animal.
He is a party animal. Okay, if you like the show, head over to Facebook, like the Facebook page. We do have a review tab on there. Hit that review tab. Let us know what you think. If you want some free stickers to the show, email your address to empathicaradio@gmail.com. We'll send you some free stickers. Obviously, it doesn't matter where you're at in the world. We'll do it. Doesn't matter. Let's see. We are on Instagram, at Empathic Radio. I'm on Instagram, at Empathic. God damn it. at Empathic Smitty. God damn it.
You having a stroke over there?
Yes. Yes. Still mad about Hardee's from earlier. what else we got here? We're on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Subscribe, please. We're begging you. We're begging you.
I don't care.
Travis doesn't care. Brendan doesn't care. I care. All right? Do me a favor. Pick up that new DOA magazine, too. You'll want to check that out for sure. That's a St. Louis-based company, so I got to promote that.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think I said everything.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Okay. Last band we're going to play is Personal Vendetta. They are from Ames, Iowa, and you can find them at personalvendetta.bandcamp.com, and the name of the song is Punk Rock for Christmas. Punk rock for Christmas.